Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight on Bishop Thurman A. Butler, hey man, of the Spirit of Truth Ministry, Amen. I tell you, we're located at 1921 Darbytown Road in Hamtramck, Virginia. Amen. To God be the glory. And we believe, amen, that God will take care of you. Amen. We thank God. Amen. Lady Butler, I tell you, my lovely, awesome woman of God, better half of me, helped me down. Glory to God, as we went through about opening up another ministry down in the state of Delaware. Amen. To God be the glory. And she came on, and I've got rave reviews. Come on, somebody. Thank you. Thank you, Lady Butler. I love you, dear. Always willing and ready to step in. And tonight, I want to talk to you tonight concerning created or formed. Created or formed. Well, God gave me that because God began to deal with me, amen, and somehow, in some manners, amen, that he chooses, hallelujah, in his own time to create, and he chooses to form. From the word of God, we understand that before the foundations of the world, God had already created some things. Oh, y'all ain't talking yet. Let me lay this foundation, glory be to God, and let you understand that God created you from the beginning before the foundations of the world. He created myself before the foundations of the world. He created the heavens and the earth, hallelujah, before he ever spoke them into existence. He created them. He speaks them. Amen. You know, in the book of Genesis, praise God, the first chapter, amen, the Bible declares that he was talking within the counsel of himself. Amen. A lot of scholars, I don't have a lot of time, but a lot of theologians and scholars question this verse. Who is he talking to? Who is God talking to when he said, He said, let us create man in our own image. And he said, well, who is he talking to? Let us. Well, at that point, he had already created the heavens and the earth, and it was already heavenly host. It was already the word that was with him, the spirit that was with him. It was already angels that was with him. But he could have been counseling with himself because he's sovereign. That means he don't have to counsel with anyone. So in his counseling, he said, let us create man in our image. In the image of God created he, male and female created he them. But over in what we call the second chapter in verse 7, the Bible declares that the Lord God formed me. Y'all don't hear it. He created him, chapter 1, verse 27. Chapter 2, verse 7, he formed him. I'm doing this to make a foundation tonight, because at the end of the night, I want you to ask yourself, have you only been created, or have you been formed? I tell you, it's such a great difference, because anything that's alive right now, today, praise God, you were created, one way or another. Whether it was stem cell implant, artificial insemination, I just know the way that they're creating now, but you were created mainly from the word of God. That's the way of why you were created. Let me put it that way. I'm not talking about the method. I'm talking about the authority. He had you in mind. He knew you. He foreknew you. And he created you. So if we look in Galatians, but let me help us, so that you can turn to our scripture text. It's going to be in Isaiah chapter 43 tonight. So those of you champions that's writing down the scriptures, which I largely encourage you to do. You just talked about Genesis 1, 27. You talked about Genesis 2 and 7. Now, I want you to write this down as well so you can see God also creates, and he's also formed. So now what? In Galatians chapter 4, watch verse 17, Paul is talking to the people at Galatia, and he is saying, they zealously affect you. Let me say this. Creation is what God does in a person so that they can make it to the time or to the place he formed them. Let me help this foundation by letting you know, don't you get discouraged if you're still in a form of creation. But God will create you so that you can bear, hallelujah, what it takes to See, and sometimes in the creation, you're not perfected. But you're going to make it. So if you're in your creative stage right now, I want to encourage you. God knew just how to create you. He knew how to create you for the torment you're going to go through. He knew how to create you, glory to God, for the disappointments you're going to have. He knew how to create you to handle the success that you have and not blow you up, glory to God. But he knows how to create you, to keep you, to reform you. Is anybody being formed today? He says, in Galatians 4:17, what did he say? He says that they variously affect you, talking about life, talking about society, talking about all that you go through. It's going to affect you one way or another, and he knew that, and he created you to make it through. And he was born with someone that they variously affect you, but they do it so that they would exclude you. And they want to affect you in a bad way. He says, but it is good to be zealously affected always in a good way. Come on, somebody. And not only when he says, I'm with you and present with you, but when God created you, you'll be able to make it too. Here goes the verse. He says, my little children, whom I travail in birth, again into Christ be formed in you. I'm doing that to let you know, people of God, you can be alive. You can be created. You can be a child of God. Y'all ain't talking to me yet. You can be saved and sanctified and still not formed. Let's go further. See, somebody don't believe that they still need work. But we all need some work. Come on. God, Shanda. God, the glory to God, has to work on us. He has to shape us. He has to make us. He has to mold us. And I just want to give you some background to let you understand that, glory be to God, the formality may come later. Come on, I want to talk to you tonight. Come on, we're going to get an idea in 43. But just let me go over to Jeremiah chapter 1. Write that down, champion. Watch this. Watch what he says now. He says, glory to God, that verse 5, he said, before I formed you. Come on, somebody. He said, before I formed you.
Yeah.
I was showing you can be alive before you get formed. You can be created before you get formed. Some of us have given up in the creation stage. But I'm tonight, glory to God, that tells you don't you give up in your creation stage. Hallelujah. Keep your faith in your creation stage. Hallelujah. Go through what you're going through in this creative stage, glory to God. Because if you hold on to God, if you keep believing God, hallelujah, the formality is coming. Hallelujah. He's going to form you. Hallelujah. And to what he predestined you to be. Praise God. He says, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. See? You were already created. He told Jeremiah, before I ever formed you in your mother's womb, I already created you. I already knew you. Y'all ain't talking to me. I already had a plan for you. I already know what I was going to let be made and come through your mother's womb. Hallelujah, somebody. See, I want to let you know you're not a mistake tonight. Come on, tell yourself I'm not a mistake. Come on, tell yourself, I'm not a mistake. Glory be to God. That happened for a reason. It had to happen. But glory be to God, and thank God that you're a survivor. Do I have any survivors tonight? Come on, hallelujah. Do I have any survivors? You got to thank God that you survived. Glory to God. Maybe you're in the beginning stages of being formed. Glory be to God. I'm going to let you know that if you feel that thing, God Almighty, if you feel something changing in your heart, hallelujah, something stirring in your mind, hallelujah, something moving in your emotions, it could be God forming you. My wife preached, form the position. Good God Almighty, don't you know that God's going to form you, that you can form the position. Good God Almighty, but you got to stand through the creation. Come on, somebody say, form me, Lord. And I'll form the position. Glory to God. He said, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified and ordained you. Before you ever could be physically formed by the world, physically formed by flesh, physically formed by thought, physically formed by mind, y'all won't hear me, physically formed by dad, physically formed by your school, physically formed by your friends. Y'all ain't talking back to me. He said, I knew you, and I ordained you. And I knew what you was going to have to go through, Jeremiah, to become my prophet. But before you ever start being formed, well, glory to God, you already had been called. Hey, man, somebody said I've been called way before I was formed. Glory be to God. So we understand. I want to help somebody tonight. We're going to use Brother Jacob to help us tonight, to let us understand, glory to God, there's a created person, there's a formed person. Glory be to God. And don't you keep holding a person to their created stage. After God has formed them, we have no right to reproduce or either to reduce back to a created stage when God has put his hands on a thing and formed it. It's exactly what he wanted. Somebody tell me exactly what he wanted. Amen. Praise God. Over in Isaiah chapter 43, we know the very familiar chapter. Praise God. Verse 1 starts out by saying, but now thus said the Lord that created me, O Jacob. It's not by chance he called Jacob Jacob. When he talked about the creation, he said Jacob. Because he created Jacob. And Jacob in his created state was not something that God would smile upon. Y'all ain't talking to me. Jacob means supplanter. It means trickster. It means shyster. It means, oh, get over artist. All these words that we use to talk about somebody who's trying to get fast all the time. Somebody that's conniving and a lying spirit and a sneaky spirit. That's not of God, but that's who Jacob was. Who, how, and who he was created to be. Before he was ever came out of his mother's womb, God said that his older brother would serve him. There was no unrighteousness, but that's what he created. See? So Jacob had to play out the creation. Yeah, he felt the connive, the sneakiness, and he thought of the schemes and the games. Come on, somebody. His mama helped him along the way to trick his daddy. He tricked his brother out of the birthright. He seen his brother in a time of need. He took advantage of it. That's who Jacob was, because that's who he created him to be. But Jacob had a love for God. How about Shekah? Jacob had a desire for God. Come on, somebody. And Jacob had faith in God. Hallelujah. Yeah. So I'm telling you, glory to God, you may have done some things in your created state. You may have went some places in your created state. You may have said some things in your created state. Come on, somebody. You might have did some things that's not of God in your created state. Hallelujah. But God created you to go through. Guess what you were going to have to go through? Hallelujah. Because he knew a day would come. Hallelujah. The creation. Hallelujah. Jacob went through a lot. He was chased from home, from his family, with domestic problems, from taking advantage of his brother constantly. Caused his brother to drive and befriend and engage and marry Ishmael's daughter, who is now part of the prophet. You know anything about the bond child and the free child? The one that is, that Abraham was influenced by Sarah to go into Haggai. He went over to that side of the family. Glory to God. Because his brother Jacob, glory to God. He said, if this is what it's all about, I don't want it. How many Christians you ran away? Don't you worry about it. If you did it in your created state. I just threw that in there. I don't like to take for free. My wife don't let me say that no more. I'm going to hear me say it in a long time, but I'll do that there for free. Hallelujah. Because I'm saying, hallelujah, before you knew how to yield to God, before you knew, hallelujah, how to seek God, before you decided to lay your life down, come on, somebody, your flesh was running the show. You're no different. You're created being ran the show. Hallelujah. But when the Holy Ghost comes in, come on, when the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, begin to mortify the deeds of your members. Come on, somebody. Then God begins to form you. Hallelujah to God. You, somebody said, I looked at my hands and they looked new. Hallelujah to God. They said, I looked at my feet and they did too. And I hope so. But to God be the glory. God began to form you. God will form you if you stay there. Well, encourage you. How about Cynthia? Stay there. Let him wash us. Let him wash you with clean water. Let him wash you with the word of God. Come on. Let him put confidence inside of you. Have some experiences with him. Be a partakers of the glory. How about Sikaya? How about, and you start looking in the mirror of your heart and seeing a whole new person. He said, thus said the Lord, that created Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel. He's saying, I'm the same person that created Jacob, that formed Israel. How many people know that Jacob and Israel are the same person? Yeah. See, God was trying to let us know, listen, I understand your Jacob state. How about Cynthia? I understand your Jacob character. I understand that it's a passage over to Israel. God Almighty. But because he loved God so much, he refused to stay in that created state. And this is what we have to do tonight. We have to yearn, that's our read to you in Galatians, to be generously affected and embrace things. Glory to God. You've got to have that hunger that push you, hallelujah, to be formed by God.
Hallelujah.
Jacob wanted God so that even in his supplanted state, and life drove him away. And when he got to Bethel, see, he was running even into the night. Here he is at Bethel, pitch black. Sometimes our life can get really, really dark. I don't know about you, but God knows how to move in the nighttime. Glory to God. I said God knows how to move in the nighttime.
Amen.
He knows how to move at midnight. He knows how to move when weeping is enduring. Y'all ain't talking to me. He knows, hallelujah, when the sun goes down, hallelujah, how to keep you over the night. Jacob was going through. Hallelujah. He needed a touch. And God came down. He laid down at Bethel. Spirit of God began to deal with him in his sleep. Glory be to God. Now, in the dream, he's seen a ladder. He's seen a ladder coming from heaven down to earth. And I want y'all to stand by for my book to come. God is dealing with me about a ladder, a love ladder, God ladder. But that's something to come. Please stay tuned. But he's seen a ladder, and the angels of God was ascending and descending up and down. How are you talking to me? Up and down the ladder. Jacob seen, hallelujah. It's a way to get up. It's a way to go higher. It's a way to reach God. Come be to God. I see the angels of God reaching God and coming down to me and going back up to God. How many people can see that in their life yet? How many people see the angels coming down, ministering to you, going back up to God, coming down with get your prayers, taking them back up to God? When Jacob sees the ladder, said, I'm not out here in the dark alone. He said, I'm not going through this alone. He said, there's a way to God. If I just come up a little higher, if I just take one step on the ladder, and I just take another step on the ladder, I'm going to find myself getting closer to God. I just got to follow the angels. I got to follow the Spirit. I got to follow the Holy Ghost. And it's going to get me to God, even in my created state. How about see, even in my fleshly state, if I begin to seek God while he may be found, if I begin to call on him while he's near, if I begin to forsake my ways and my old thoughts and have been transformed with the mind of Christ, y'all ain't talking back to me and follow the Holy Ghost. There's a way for you to make it back to God. When he understood that, this was a dream. But when he understood it and woke up, it was a reality. Can I take my time tonight? We're going to go further in Isaiah 43. I said it was a dream. But when he got the revelation of it, it became reality. I want to let you know tonight, and let you see it in your heart. Unless you see it in your mind. Unless you see it in your created state. Come on. God has to come in. If God don't do it, you have to see it and recognize it and say yes to it. What Jacob said, I see. I understand what you're saying, God. As soon as he said that, he woke up and it was a reality. Because the angel that came down the ladder laid hold on it. Woo! Glory to God. Somebody say, lay hold on me, God. The angel laid hold on him. Glory to God. And God's going to lay hold on you. If you stand right there, he's going to lay hold on you. If you say yes, he's going to lay hold on you. Yes, he's going to apprehend you. And the angel apprehends Jacob. And Jacob begins to fight and wrestle with the angel. Good God Almighty. It might take a fight sometime to get free, people of God. I'm coming to tell you, you might have to fight to get free. They may not want to let you go. You may not even desire to let go. But I want to tell you tonight, fight to be free. God formed you. But you can get that. Yes, God can do it. God can do it before you. He can just overtake you, but he ain't going to overstep your will, people of God. He's not going to overstep your will. So therefore, in the created stage, you have to fight. But he created you to fight. He created you to make it. Until you be formed. Fought and until Christ be formed in you. Glory to God. What are you saying, Bishop, tonight? I'm saying glory to God. That when he understood it, he wouldn't let go. The angel said, let me go. My assignment is over. But it's not over. How about see ya? To God say it's over.
Hallelujah.
Hey, see ya. And you might be running at the last time. You might be in your last battle. How about ya? I want to tell you to hold on. And I want to tell you to decree and declare I won't let go until he bless me. I won't let go until he change me. I won't let go until he deal with me. I won't let go until you form me. I don't want to just be a created being. I want to be formed. I want to be made in the image of the firstborn of many brethren. So Jacob said, I won't let go till you bless me. He wrestled all night with the angel, and the Lord delivered. How many people know that God is not going to leave you fighting to be free? Y'all missed that. I said, God is not going to have you fighting to be free? If you come to him and you desire to be free, if you come to him and you desire to be used, if you come to him and you desire to come higher, if you come to him and you desire to walk in the glory, if you desire to come on here, Baba, send me out. God ain't going to want you fighting to get there. Hallelujah. He's going to meet you. He stepped in and he changed his name. I said he changed his name. He was no longer Jacob. He was Israel, a prince with God. I'm not going to go too deep into that, but you know what a prince is? I'm not talking about on the demonic realm. I'm talking about a prince with God. That means he had power over regions. He had power, okay, over principality, municipals, dominions, because, glory to God, God formed him and gave him power, gave him authority, gave him direction. We don't lust after the power and the authority, but we definitely want the direction. And then if God should peradventure give you honor, give you authority, to God be the glory. But you definitely at least need a name change. Come on, somebody. You need a name change. That liar, that can't be your name no more. Deceiver, can't be your name no more. Whatever other level the creator stage want to put on you is not your name. All right, let's go forward. All right? Because I'd encourage you. That's been formed. And those that are being formed. And those that desire to be formed. I want to let you know, don't give up in the creative state. You know why? I'm going to move on. Because in verse 2, he says, when thou pass through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. And when thou pass through the fire, thou shalt not be burnt, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Meaning that, glory to God, I'm going to keep you in your created state, in your formed state, hallelujah, in your growing state. Come on. You've got to understand that, glory to God, no weapon formed against you can prosper. You got to understand that every tongue that rises against your judgment, thou shalt condemn. We got to understand the heritage and the power that's been given to us in his word. We shall not fear, though the earth be removed, though mountains be cast into the midst of the sea, though the waters rise and be troubled, though mountains shake with swelling thereof. Good God Almighty, we got to know that God is in the midst. Hallelujah. We shall not be moved. He will help us, and that right early. Amen. To God be the glory. He says, for I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. He said, I gave Egypt for a ransom, Ethiopia for thee. He said, since thou wast precious in my sight. How many of us know how much you mean to God, how much we mean to God? God loves us to a point, glory be to God. He will give countries. He will give people. He will give your enemies. You. He will give you to have authority over them. Meaning that, glory be to God, when he said he'll give Egypt, he's talking about he'll stand with you when nobody else is standing. He'll vouch for you when nobody else is vouching. Y'all ain't talking. He'll fight for you, glory to God, when no one else is fighting on your side. He said, since you were precious in my sight, I have loved thee. Therefore, I'm going to move on your behalf. I'm going to give men for you and people for thy life. Verse 5, he says, fear not, I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east, even unto the He said, I will bring it from the west, from the east, and gather them from the west. He said, and I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Watch what he said. He said, bring my son from far, and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Meaning that you, no matter where you at, how about that? When God forms the path, when God desires to reach us, he will speak to the elements. He'll speak to the region. He'll position you to be just where he needs you when he's coming through. Come on, somebody. Are you going to be standing where the Holy Ghost tells you? Because he's coming, and he's going to change some things. He said, bring. You know why? Because he knows that you're going to bring forth. He knows it's time to bring forth. So he said, I'm going to take to the east, take to the west, take to the north, hold not back. Take, come on. He said, I'm going to let anywhere you are, when it's time to bring forth, he said, I'm going to put together what's needed to help you bring it forth. God is ready to take somebody higher in ministry. It may be you. Are you ready to go higher in ministry? Are you ready for doors to open up for you? Somebody's about to get a financial blessing. This is what he's talking about. He's talking about when it's time to bring forth, I will speak to the whole earth. I'll shake heaven. I'll shake the earth. And the glory of this latter house, y'all ain't talking to me, is going to be greater because it's going to bring forth. It's going to encourage you to hold on. Some things God has to create before he forms it. Some things he forms it and then creates the path to place it. He's God all by himself. But tonight we're talking about those who still being formed, still seeking God's will, still staying on the path that God has them on, still saying yes to the will of God. Well, glory be to God. He knows how to get it done. He says, when it's time to bring forth, you're going to bring forth. And then people are going to gravitate to you so that they can bring forth. So verse 8, he says, bring the blind, bring those that have eyes, but can't see. They have ears, but they can't hear. You know why? You'll be able to unstop their fears. Open up blinded eyes. When you bring forth, the people of the world are waiting for a manifestation of the sons of God. And it's time that God had his way with forming his people so that we can free other people. Amen, somebody. Verse 10 says that you are my witnesses, said the Lord, my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe and understand that I am he. Watch this. Before me, there was no God. Neither shall there be any after me. I am the Lord. And besides me, there's no Savior. What he's saying, there's no authority. There's no way home. Without me, glory to God, there's no true blessing. Hallelujah. Without me, there's no security. Without me, there's no Savior. He said, I have declared and have saved. People of God, child of God, champion of God. If God declares it, surely he's going to bring it to pass. And I want you to write down three things out of my Shindia. Put them in your Bible or put them in your spirit. What you believe God has declared to you. And I'm not talking about the prophet, glory to God. I feel in my spirit God is ready to bless somebody move. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You know God promised you something. Habakkuk. And those three things are ready to manifest to show you that he's formed you. To show you that you are exactly what he called you to be. That you are right in the will of God. You're moving in the things of God. You have to stop checking. Hallelujah. The people that have not sought and heard from him. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying, you spent a lot of time trying, hallelujah, to hear from man. You went through a lot of changes trying to confirm things with man. And God said, I declared it. And if God declared it and it's for you, surely he know how to tell you. I may not know. I may not hear. Hallelujah. But your heart will tell you because you've been formed. Hallelujah. That I declare and I say, I have showed. When there was no strange God amongst you, you, therefore, ye were my witnesses, said the Lord. He said, yea, before the day was, I was. I'm trying to get down here before we close. Because God is ready to do a new thing. Come on, somebody. I said, God is ready to do a new thing, and should you not know it? And I'm not talking about something new, glory to God, as far as something that has to be created again. I'm talking about, glory be to God, new in your spirit. It's nothing new under the sun, but I'm talking about new in your created form. God is doing something new, glory to God, in your heart. Tonight, God is doing something new in your spirit. Hallelujah. Deep down in your soul, he's doing something new. And should you not yield to it? Glory to God. He says, verse 15, I am the Lord, the Holy One, the Creator of Israel. Thus said the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in mighty waters. He's trying to let us understand, is there anything? Ask yourself tonight, do you believe that there is anything too hard for God? See, sometimes we say we know that it's not, but we don't step out on it. We don't try him. We don't prove God. And that's all God wants you to do sometimes, is to prove him. Try him. So you'll know that you know that you know. And he says, glory be to God. That he said, I'm the Lord God of Israel. He said, the Lord, verse 16 says, the Lord which maketh a way in the sea and paths in mighty waters. Meaning that there's nothing to stop him. Watch what he said. Which brings forth the chariot and the horses. Glory to God. He brings forth the armies and the power. Glory to God. There's no power but the power that God gives to authority. All power is given unto him in heaven and earth. So if God gives you authority, if he gives you power, if he gives you the okay, if he opens up the door, y'all ain't talking to me. You are to step up in there, glory be to God, representing the glory of God. If he makes a way, you have to be willing. You have to be willing. Glory to God. We need some people that ain't afraid to go. We need some people that's not afraid to step out. Come on. Will you be the one tonight? Will you be the champion tonight? Will you be the David tonight? How about Tia? Will you say yes tonight? Hallelujah. Will you position yourself tonight? Because God is saying, I'll do it. I'll create you. How about I say? I'll form you. Hallelujah. I'll make a way for you. Hallelujah. He said, it is I, glory to God, who command the chariot. I am the one who gives power. Glory to God. I'm the Holy One of Israel. He said, thus said the Lord, that maketh a way. He said, they shall lay down together, and they shall not rise together. Watch what he's saying. They shall not rise. They are exalted, and they are quenched. Let me tell you something. Praise God. He's saying that man can put you up. And I'm closing. But if God don't do it, it doesn't last. You can get raised up, but if God didn't raise you up, you got to be careful. At least you fall right back down. I'm going to put it in those words. Glory to God. You can be brought into a position. Put all your eggs in one basket, and there'll be a hole in the basket that is not God. And I encourage you tonight, just trust God. Just let him keep forming you. Can I say, I'm leaving it on this note. Do you know that hard clay, the harder the clay, the tougher the process, the more dealing with that it takes, the harder the heart, the tougher the process getting through the wilderness, getting through the formality, the forming process. When he turned Jeremiah to the potter's house, the potter was working the work on the wind, because it was marred in the hands of the potter. If you know anything about pottery, it's the water, habasiyah, the word, hallelujah, is what conforms the vessel. And if you're too hard and you're not feeding yourself with the word in the hard places, you're not feeding yourself with the word in the difficult places, it's harder to form you. It takes more pressure. And you very, very well may crack. So people of God, stay soft. Stay pliable, it's called. Be like silly putty. Where you can just be shaped and made and molded any way that the Lord shall choose. Because that's all he wants. That's all I'm saying tonight. Are you created only? Or are you formed? You're saved either way. If you had the consciousness to ask the Lord to be your Savior, hallelujah, then you've been zealously affected, and you're good soul. Hallelujah. But every Christian don't desire to be born. Every Christian don't desire to be spiritual. Every Christian don't desire to operate the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Everybody doesn't desire to have a prayer life. See, everybody doesn't desire to be all that they can be for God. And this is where the blockage in being formed begin, because you have to have a desire for the will of God. It's your reasonable service. So be not conformed unto this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So you'll be able to prove that which is good, perfect, and acceptable will of God. Amen. Listen to what our closing verses say. We're still in Isaiah 54. So verse 18 says, remember ye not the former things. He's not saying Don't let your memory work. What he's saying is don't give it no power. You already been through it, child of God. Champion, and you already overcame it. You already survived it. So don't you give or remember or put in power your former thing. You already conquered it. He says, neither consider the things of old. Does not stop God. It doesn't stop God from using you. It doesn't stop you from making a decision on this night. It doesn't stop you from going higher in God. It doesn't stop you from returning back to God. It doesn't disqualify you from being used by God. Remember not the former things. Don't you even consider the things of old. How about you? It does not bind or stop God from moving in your life. It doesn't stop God from using you. It doesn't stop God from building you. It doesn't stop God from making you. It doesn't stop him from leading you. Hallelujah. He said, nor consider the things of old. He said, behold, you got to see this. He said, get your mind off of yesterday. You have to see this. Don't you keep worrying about the former things and the things of old. He said, behold, the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold. 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 Hallelujah. Behold, glory to God. You got to see, glory to God. When you stepped into the fourth God, the fourth person that God made you. Hallelujah. You got to see when you cross over from creation to spirituality. You got to see, glory to God, when you come from carnality into spirituality. You got to understand when you come, glory be to God, into the will of God. Behold, get your mind off yesterday. Get your mind off the mistakes you made. Get your mind off of people laughing. Get your mind off of people talking, glory to God. Get your mind off of your failures and see God. Hallelujah. He said, behold, I will. The former things don't stop God. The old things ain't going to stop God. He said, I will. He said, but you got to see it. Behold, I will. God, what will you do? Do a new thing. Anybody want a new thing done? Do you know that new don't mean something created again? He's talking about something changed. He's talking about a metamorphosis. He's talking about a paradigm shift. I'm going to speak a new word over you. How about I'm going to put a new strength in you. Those are the news. I'm going to put a new heart in you. Hallelujah. I'm going to put new strength in you. When he said, I'm going to do a new thing, those are the new things. How about new in you? Transforming power. Miracle working power. Devil destroying power. Come on, somebody. Those are the new things that he's going to do. Said, behold, I will do a new thing in you. Hallelujah. And shall ye not know it? I will make a way in the wilderness, even river in the desert. We thank God for you tonight, champion. Thank you for coming in and being with me tonight. Calling into question of your remembrance. Are you just created? Some people think they just created to be here. Some people think I don't have to fight on one side or the other. I just sit here. But I have to let you know if you created, you're part of the battle. Whether you want to or not, glory to God, Satan wants your soul. And if you don't come to God, Hallelujah. You live your life just a created being in the earth. But he that cometh to God, God will in no wise cast down. So begin to frame you as you yield. Amen. To God be the glory. I'm Bishop Thurman A. Butler. I'm the spiritual minister. We're in the heart. Richmond and Henrico is right on the borderline. 1921 Darbytown, though. I want you to write. I want you to do something. I want you to click like if you're on Facebook and see us. Glory to God. Write us. Glory to God. You got a prayer request. You got a question. You have something that you want me to elaborate more. We're in this thing together. Freely I receive and freely I give. This is an awesome avenue of ministry. And I want you, amen, to listen out for the call letters and the contact information of Mount Carmel International Church, NCI Radio. I want you to sow into it so that you can keep getting awesome words that you're getting even tonight, Sunday, Monday, whenever, glory to God, the block has something going on. You need to hear it. You need to be there. But we need to support each other. Amen. They're available. I'm Bishop Thurman A. Butler. If you want to contact me, glory be to God. You want to sow into the ministry. You want prayer. I just want to say thank you. All of those things. Glory be to God. Contact me. Amen. You can cash at it. It's not even about that because I just believe God. But I don't want to stop you from getting your blessing. Anybody that's a giver knows. Hallelujah. You can't beat God giving. And you're sowing into good ground in this blog talk and in Undisputed Truth Ministries, Mount Carmel, the National Church. You're sowing into good ground. Amen. And we want to be there for you. We want to continue giving you an awesome word from the Lord our God. Amen. I want to make you a champion. Come to getting in the word. Hallelujah. You'll be able to weld your sword in the spirit with some skillfulness. Because if it's in the word, it's undisputed anyway. Hallelujah. And you might as we have to yield to it. It ain't like we can change it. Amen. You don't have to argue it. You just need to know it. I was just study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So come on and continue to come on with us, amen. Praise God. We're on Thursday nights on Facebook Live. Praise God. Come on. Get in this word with us. Amen. I tell you, the Lord is sharing from his divine place. He's given us wisdom and revelation. We thank you tonight. We ask that you continue to come. Amen. And we're looking forward to seeing you next week. Amen. Here on NCI Radio. Amen. In Jesus' name. God bless you all. Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to MCI Ministry Radio. You have been on the air with Bishop Thurman A. Butler from Undisputed Truth Ministry, Richmond, Virginia. There is a kingdom movement. So if you'd like to sow into the kingdom work, the ministry cash app is Bishop B 42. That's $ B-I-S-H-O-P-B-E-E 42. As you plant, so shall you also reap. The Bible says, give, and it shall be given back to you. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give back into your bosom. You can reach Bishop Thurman A. Butler at 804-230-4397. Let me say that again. 804-230-4397. Remember, if it's in the Word, it's undisputed. Remember, God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. Be blessed and have a wonderful night. In Jesus' name, God bless.